This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Right, so we're up to Simon Chaf Vov. And we'll, Mr. Shem, we'll try and do a bit of Simon Chaf Zayin as well. So Simon Chaf Vov, Din Min She'enoi Ela Tefillah Achas. What happens if you only have one tefillin? Tefillin Shel Yad or only tefillin Shel Rosh? Is it worth putting it on? Do you put it? Is it a mitzvah that you only can do together? If you don't have both, you only put on one. So that's what we're going to discuss. Says the Mechaber, Im ein lo ela tefillah achas. If a person only has one of the tefillin, meniach oisa shiyesh lo, he puts on whatever that he has. Umevorech aleh. In other words, they're not shekol achas mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Each tefillin is a separate mitzvah. The tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh are separate mitzvahs. V'hu adin im yesh lo shteihem. And so too, if a person has both the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, for yesh le shum oynus, and nevach rachman l'tzlan, he has some sort of oynus, some sort of impossible situation, she'en yochel or niach el achas, that he can only put on one, meniach oysa she'yochel, you put on one, whichever one you can. Says the Mishnah Berura, it's Sif Kotan Aleph, shum oynus, kagoyin, she'yesh le makka b'roisha b'zroin, if he's got some sort of injury on his head or on his arm, and therefore he can't put on the tefillin on that, on the head or on the arm, or he's traveling, and the caravan, in other words, the coach that he's traveling on, are not going to wait for him. They won't give him time to put on both. He only has quickly time to put on one. He puts on the one that he can. And Rachman Islan, you have in the Holocaust, in these sort of situations where you have, you know, they smuggled in a tefillin shel yad, the marshal, to the camps. So you hear stories like this. So you put on, because each one is a separate mitzvah. You know, if you can't put on both because there isn't, then fine. But whatever you can do, you do. So in that situation, with a caravan, where you haven't got time, you've got 1 minute. Literally, the coach is going in 1 minute. So you haven't got time to put on both. So which is preferable, the tefillin shel yad or the tefillin shel rosh? What do you think? Why? Oh, so yesh aimrim, some say that you put the tefillin shel rosh on because that's got a heightened kedusha. It's kedusha chamura. You put the shel yad on because the Torah says you put the shel yad on first. When is this true? That's only you put the shel yad on first, if you can put the other one afterwards. But if you can't put on the second one later, then you put on the shel yad and the shel rosh before you leave your house, because delaying your journey is not a good enough reason to be mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin. Okay, so the important halacha that emerges from Sif Aleph is that mitzvahs, the tefillin, are separate mitzvahs, and if for whatever reason you can only put on one, you put on one. Says the Vayit in the Mechaber, halacha base, im einem maniach el shel rosh levad, if you only put on the shel rosh, mevorech aleha al mitzvahs tefillin levad. You make the bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin. Uledidon, says the Ramah, do noagin levorech b'chol yom shtei brachas. According to us, Milag Ashkenaz, where we make two brachas, mevorech al shel rosh levad shtei brachas. You make two brachas on the shel rosh. In other words, for whatever reason, you've only got a shel rosh, and you just put that on, you make two brachas, lo niach and al mitzvahs tefillin. V'miniach shel yad levad, mevorech lo niach levad. If, however, says the Ramah, you only put on the shel yad, then you just make the bracha of lahoniach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the ledidon denagin. This is going on the Ramah. Kama shebi'anu b'sim lechafei, the Mishnah Berurah sif katan amadal v'ayin sham. Okay, that's what we've done already. Mavorech lahoniach, i.e., says the Ramah, that if you've only got the tefillin shel yad, you just make the bracha of lahoniach. Says the Mechaba, says the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan gimel, mavorech lahoniach, I'm a prima godim, shehevi oid paiskim, the sfir lehu, the afal shel yad levad, Nami mevorech shtei brachas. The Prima Godin brings other achreinim who say that even if you're just putting on the shel yad, you still make two brachas of lahoniach and al mitzvahs tefillin. V'lahalocha hiskimu achreinim de'enu mevorech al shel yad ela lahoniach levad. However, like the Ramah says, the achreinim conclude that if you're only putting on the shel yad, you just make that brach of lahoniach. De'belav hochi haber rishonim sfir lehu, da'afilo shtei nami enu mevorech al achas. Because after all, many Rishonim also are of the opinion that even lechatchila, if you're putting on the shalyad and then the shalrosh, you only make one brach anyway. What happens if you put on both? Yeah, you're putting on the shalyad and the shalrosh, and you forgot, you know, you're tired or whatever, and you forgot here, and you make a bracha. The hadin hu divarech kol zman she'en olav adayim. We mentioned this previously. So long as you're still wearing the tefillin, it's still possible to make the bracha. Im higdim bircha shalrosh techila v'achkach shalyad, if you put on the shalrosh first, and then you put on the shalyad, ein achayzeh mevarech, you don't make the bracha again. Even if you put on the shalyad and you didn't make the bracha, you try and make the bracha on that before you put on the shalrosh. Okay, that's the end of Simen Chavov. Simen Chavzayin. Mokum hanachosim va'efen hanachosim. Where do you actually put the tefillin and how do you put it on? So this is a very important simen. Sometimes you do see people wearing tefillin in places where lahalacha, it just doesn't work. They're not putting the tefillin on. So one has to know. So both the shalyad and the shalrosh. Sometimes the shalyad is hidden. It's less easy to see. But sometimes they're wearing in places where it's just not putting it on properly. Says the Machaba, Malkum hanochoson shalyad bizroya smol. The place to put the tefillin on is on your left arm. Bebosa hatapuach shebeetzem. On the bosa tapuach. Oh yeah, this is fabulous. Yeah, good idea. On the bosa tapuach. Oh, very good. The bosa tapuach, which means the muscle over there, yeah, the bicep. There's a bone which goes from the shoulder down to the elbow, and there's a muscle all the way along. But it's going to be on the sort of the mound which we call the bicep. Says the Mechaber, "Bebosa tapuach shebeetzem shebein hakuvdoi ubeis hashechi, on that bone which is between the elbow and the armpit." When you put the tefillin on, it should be turned a little bit towards the body. When you straighten out your arm, lamata, you put your arm down, the tefillin should be facing your heart, towards your body. These words in the parasha of Shema should be al levavecho, therefore it's pointing towards the heart. You put it on the reish ha'etzem, on the top of the bone, which is somach l'kuvodai, which is close to the bicep, which is close to the elbow. Avlo b'chatzu etzem shesomach l'shechi, and not on the upper part of the bone, which is closer to the armpit. So it's that bone which goes down from the shoulder down to there. It should be closer to that part and not higher up there. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Small. So why do we put it on our left arm? Small, midichsiv yodcho. Yeah, it says in the parasha yodcho, it's spelled in an unusual way, yud dalad chof hei, which pirush yad keho. So one of the pshatim is yad keho, the weaker arm. Dahainu ha-small, shehi tushu v'cheho, which is weaker than the right arm. V'oidoshu midichsivu ksharti muchsavtom, maksiva b'yamin, most people write with their right arm, with their right hand. So since the writing, since the kshir has got to be done with the right arm, you're wrapping it with the right arm, mimela, then automatically hanocha b'smol, the hanocha, the placement has got to be on the left arm. Therefore, if a right-handed person puts it on his right hand, then even b'dievet is not yetzer.
The guy here who puts on two.
Yes. So first of all, a couple of points. Number one, what is the nafkamin between the two reasons? Lahalacha, you put the tefillin on the left hand. We all put on that for a right-handed person, you put it on the left hand. Why? Either because yad kshatim lo is al yodcha, yad keha, the weaker arm, or kshatim uchsavtem, just like the ksivas with the yamin, the kshira has got to be with the min as well. And since the kshira is done with the right hand, you're putting it on your left hand. What's the nafkamina? You get people who... Their stronger arm is their right arm, but they write with their left, or vice versa. So the shaila is, which is the most important reason? So that's a big machlokes. That's one discussion, and another discussion is this: if you're ambidextrous?
Fine,
I know Joe Grunfeld does it. And he, so there are different ways of doing it. Sometimes you take it off and you put it on both arms. There are different ways. If you watch Jerry Grunfeld, he does it. He went to Rabbi Yashav like 50, 60 years ago, whatever it was, and he got a psak from Rabbi Yashav many, many decades ago. And that was my son's mitzvah drasha. So if you want details, I can let you have all the details. Okay, weiter. See if you've got some base, but bosa hat tapuach. So you put the tefillin shel yad on the bicep. It's called the kibayres. And this is le'ikuv. If you don't put it on the right place, you haven't done the mitzvah of tefillin. Because the afin lezeb gemara mikra, that the gemara learns that from a pasuk. Hakuvado hanikra elboyganin. Yeah, you can already sounds like the elbow. Yeah, it's, the targum is marpik, the elbow. Sif katan dalad bereisha etzem. Ein ratzon leima reisha etzem mamish. Doesn't mean mamish on top of the bone. The hosmadayin nama chabosa, because there are some parts on the arm where the flesh is quite flat. Until the muscle actually rises a little bit, that's not yet the makom tefillin. The ein zeh ashem kiburis, because it's not called the bicep in terms of halacha. And a ratzon leima begova habosa shebetzim, on the higher part of the muscle on the bone. The Ramah is not coming to teach me anything new. What he's saying, his main point is that when you've got this bone from the elbow to the armpit, that it shouldn't be on the top part of the bone, it should be on the part which is near the elbow. Even though there is a bit of muscle on the upper part. And also the Mechaba agrees it should be on the lower part of the bone, kudemuch besiv zayin. U'mashekos v'mechaba mitzchil bebosa tepuch shebetzem, al korchach gam kein dechavnosim mechatzes menemato, it's on the lower half of the bone. V'hagrob v'er hiskim, the dinner, to komok makaveris kosh lo niach betfinin. The gra says, be'etzem, any part of the muscle would be okay, even if it's higher up. V'chein mashma b'prishin, the preacher says the same. Al kol ponim, lematim makom makiburis, posel l'kul alma. Lower down on the kiburis is posel l'kul to everyone. Al kein nochon, limnoya b'nonech tefillin g'doylim. Therefore, it's preferable to avoid putting on, if some people have very large tefillin. Especially days and years ago, there were the minhag was to wear these very large tefillin. So you see some people today even wear the very large tefillin. Ki al pi roiv matzu b'tefillin g'doylim, shesoif haktitza munachas lematzu makom kiburis. Because if you're wearing very large tefillin, some part of the bias is going to be lower than the kiburis. Im lo sheikshim lechatchila b'chatzi ha'etzem elyon, unless you secure it very firmly. V'gam ze lo nochon lehokel lechatchila b'zeh, and therefore one shouldn't be mekel. Even though the Gaon has one opinion, the Mechab and the Ramah are machmir. If that's all you've got, then if there's no other choice, then you put them on the further up. Adayin Bosat Tapuach is still called the bicep, and therefore b'diavad that would still work. The Yetzer Bezal Kol Ponim Das Agron Lefi the Grah you'll be Yetzer the Mitzvah. Woshar Poiskim Memashu Menochim Lematzim Memakim Akaberes Velo Yetzer Bezeh Ali B'Tukulama. That you put it lower down, that Kulama you wouldn't work. The Gamah Brochi Levatol, in that situation, the Brochi would also be Levatol. Okay, let's go back and finish off the Machaba. The Ramah. Okay, Gidem, sad situation if a person is missing an arm. Gidem, i.e., She'en lo yad, rak zreya, he person has got an arm, but from the elbow down, it's missing. What should he do? Yoniach b'loi brocha. He puts on without a brocha. That's quoting the Tosfos, etc., and the Erzurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. She'en lo yad, rotzoloma, she'nitel pisas yad smoiloi, the part of his left arm is missing. Im kol hakonev, the forearm, at hakovda, until the elbow, shenikra elboganin. So that from the elbow down is he's missing that arm. Avanim nisha ktsas me hakona, gam harzarua moide la tosus to chayv batfilin, vivorech gamkein. But the Arzarua says that if he has got some limb beyond the elbow, the forearm is there and it's missing, you know, at some point there, then he not only puts on the tefillin, but he makes it with a bracha. It sounds like they've just recently come across the Erzurah, it seems like. Below bracha, Ein bevei halacha. V'im ein lo yad smoy leklal. If he hasn't got a left arm whatsoever, or afilu k'tzas hazreah shel malam mokam hakaberes, or he's just got like a little stump by the armpits, or mokam hakaberes ein leklal, but he hasn't got the bicep, he's just got like a little stump by the shoulder, potam l'neach shel yad af b'min. Then he is potter from tefillin shel yad, and he doesn't even put it on the right arm. V'yesh machmir b'zeh, and there are some who are machmir, v'chol zeh shenase gidim b'smol, who mokam hanochas tefillin. That's only if he became a gidim b'smol, which is the mokam hanochas tefillin. But if he's missing, av nimnase gidim kim b'yamin, but if Rachman Islam is missing the right arm, then he's got a left arm, afilu nikta yo kol hayad, he hasn't got a right arm whatsoever, chayev b'tefillin, he is chayev b'tefillin, v'yivakesh l'acherim shanichul olav. Obviously he hasn't got a right arm, so he can't put on tefillin, because he's putting the tefillin on his left arm, he's only got one arm, so he should ask someone else to put the tefillin on. There also, I remember a person's had a stroke, and he hasn't got the use of his right arm, I remember he got his wife to put the tefillin on. So just to summarize, Rachman al-Islam, if a person's only got one arm, if a person has got above the elbow, he's only got there, then he puts on without a bracha. If he's got beyond the elbow, at some point in the forearm, he puts on with a bracha. If, unfortunately, he doesn't have an arm at all, and even just a stump over there, then there's no point putting on his right arm. If, however, he's got his right arm is incapacitated, or he hasn't got a right arm, and he's only got a left arm, he should be mevakish, he should ask someone else to put on the left arm. Pseudo. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.